Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
S. Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
Did you know there's such a thing as Greek EDM or like dance music?
No.
Okay, we learned that last night. All right, so do you remember this last night?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So we're taking an Uber ride home last night, and the guy's very Greek. We get in and he's listening to, what was that? Some kind of traditional Greek music. Do you remember? I don't know what it was. A little bit, I don't know.
Jill and I, for a lot of reasons, went out and celebrated last night.
Yes.
And then we got a good night's rest it was fun.
No, but what was really funny, though, is we got in the car and it was just really kind of deep. And Steven's like, oh, no, this did not work for me. So he's like, he had a limited playlist, if you will. But Steven asked him to liven it up and it was like some Greek dance music. And it was pretty darn cool. I was really impressed.
You know, people ask you sometimes, like, what's the most recent book you've read? Or all like serious stuff.
Yeah.
I ask people, what are you listening to in your car right now?
Oh, that's good.
What CD or whatever this generation, however they listen to it now. It's probably, MP3.
Oh, that's awesome.
The feed is. And that's what I said to this guy. I said, come on, what do you listen to? Forget about us. I don't care about what we listen to.
Right.
I can go listen to whatever I want all the time. I want to, and so he kicks out this this Greek, ethnic American dance music.
It was pretty good, though.
But, right.
I really liked it. It was really good. So that was fun.
It was.
Good.
Oh, we have a radio show.
Oh, yeah, we kind of do.
So in this episode, Jill and I talk about beach bank balance. It came up in a previous episode, and Jill framed the coy's beach bank balance.
That's my new motto. I swear. B-B-B. I'm gonna put that on a shirt and wear that around.
What does it mean to you, Jill?
Beach bank balance?
Yeah, we'll get into it in a minute.
Oh, this is good.
Great show. But before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com. Successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Jermaine H. says, in March, I did not sell any properties. I was pretty heavy on the acquisition side. This month, I've sold 4 properties already. Nice. I've done 2 owner finance deals and 2 cash deals this month, and have acquired another 2.89 acres.
So this thing that we do, this cash flow from land thing, it actually works for real people?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a pile of malarkey.
All right. I have 2.89 acre property acquired for $2,000. I currently have it listed at $6,500 cash. This property should close fairly quickly. If I work the family and record the easement on this property, I think I can push the sale price to $10,000.
Our members are recording easements.
That's insane.
That's professional level stuff. I am too.
I love it. The past 2 months have really shown me the ebb and flow of the real estate business. We've also decided to bring our mailing in-house to help with adding more flexibility
to
our mailing.
That's why I put this in here.
I love it. And to be a little, I commented on this.
I know.
And to be a little creative.
Everybody did. A bunch of our staff did.
With
too.
Our mail piece, yes. Something I picked up on a residential wholesale side of the business. Gotta love this business.
Okay, here's the takeaway from this whole podcast.
All right.
Why the hell would you take your mail in house?
Right.
It's cheaper than the price of a stamp if you go through the affiliation that we have with this company in Pasadena. So, I guess you want to lick stuff.
Yeah. So that was my comment. So I got on to successplant.com and did you read my comment?
I only read that your people were
my
jumped
people.
All over that.
Yeah, we did.
And I love that, by the way.
I said something like, so are we turning family fun night into, hey, everybody, we're all going to sit around and lick stamps for dad night? Because that does not sound fun.
No. Hey, Jermaine and everybody else, I'm not joking around.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously believed me in the beginning about how well this business works. And if you please believe me on this.
Right.
Don't take your mailing in-house.
Right.
It's cheaper. If you add it all up, there's a on Success Plant, I do the math about why you should never do mail on your own.
Exactly.
DIY mailing is a bad idea. It's really expensive and time consuming. Just the dollar amount doesn't work.
Yep.
But when you factor in your time, which, you know, then it's seriously silly.
Exactly.
Here's what I think is really going on, and for you listeners too. I think you're kicking the can down the road about avoiding how to learn how to do a mail merge. I'm being real straight about it.
It's true.
So it's not hard.
No.
There's videos all over YouTube. I actually do a video on our YouTube channel about how to do a mail merge.
Right.
So it's probably going to take you maybe an hour. An hour, if you don't know anything about it, it's going to take you. If you do know a little bit about how these Microsoft Excel and Word can connect to each other, it's going to take you 10 minutes.
Right.
And I also go through the whole chapter. I go through it in our Cash Flow from Land actual program.
Yep, sure do.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. And if you're in a bad mood, don't call that number.
That's right. It's not don't call and rant.
Yeah, don't call in the phone number
exactly.
And complain about anything. If you have something to celebrate, call it.
There you go. I like that.
So this is a meat of the show, beach bank balance. Jill coined this phrase a while ago, and I really wanted to ask her what it means. I know what I think it means, but she's like ready to write a book about it.
I totally am. But I'm trying to remember what was the topic of the show that led us to the beach bank balance.
You know, we're very lucky, Jill, that we can, we have control of our time and our resources and money.
I know.
And I think that's what this podcast and that's what this company is all about, Land Academy.
Totally.
It's about freeing yourself up from the cube.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a show later on that.
Totally. So are you asking me what beach bank balance means to me personally?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you asked. All right. Beach bank balance. Love that saying. To me is... having whatever balance it means to you.
Yeah.
To have the life and the
freedom.
Lifestyle, even just the stress removed for you. For example, I know we've talked about this person before on other shows, but we have a member who his sole reason to get into our world and learn what we do was $1,500 a month? That's it.
He said, I just want to get involved in this because all I want is $1,500 more a month.
Exactly.
It pays my mortgage and pays my bills and stuff, or some of his bills.
Right. That was really he wanted.
Did it really fast.
Yeah. And that was it. So his beach bank balance, I say, that was it. It was $1,500, enough that he can breathe, probably do some of the things he wants to do. And that's it.
So, you can here's my take.
Okay.
You can replace the word beach with anything. So for that guy, it was freedom bank balance.
Yes.
Or hunting bank balance, or coach soccer bank balance.
Or college tuition for the kids bank balance.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's just freedom.
I agree.
We're doing it. We have a show lined up to do in the future called. Money equals freedom, because that's what this is really all about.
It is.
It's not to buy a Ferrari and stuff. I mean, it might be. Ferrari bank balance for somebody.
Ferrari bank balance. Well, hang in a moment. My beach bank balance, it's not, yeah. It might be kind of lofty for some, but I'm not asking for the whatever. I don't need to be on the strand. We've been on the strand. I don't need to be on the strand.
Jill and I had a funny conversation recently.
I could be a block or two off the strand and be very happy.
Here's a conversation Jill and I had recently, and we really differ on this. We always have.
Yep.
What is it? What's it going to take for this to end? Like, how much money do you, what's the parameters? When do we stop doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And she said something like this. Oh, I just want a couple thousand dollars a month to spend and do whatever I want with it. I'm like, well, we passed that like 9 years ago.
That's true. That's what I've been saying. That's my whole point.
Which led me to, I don't think she really knows how much money we have at all.
I am actually not sure.
Or how much money we're making or all that stuff. I like that.
Do you know what's great about that? Because here's all I know. All I know is, number one, this is good. This is my beach bank up balance. And to piggyback on that, all I know is we're having a lot of fun. We're helping a lot of people. And we can kind of do what we want. How's that? You like that?
That's perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Now you don't have to write the book.
No. You know what? This is a good, this will be a chapter in my book. I'll just do a chapter on beach bank balance because that's important. So, Steve, you asked me, will you please share with us your beach bank balance?
Oh, like the final number?
Well, no. Oh. Okay. Is it beach bank balance for you?
It's not beach for
is
me.
It Piaggio bank balance?
We can't already too. No, I'll tell you. Answer. You know, by the way, when you people go to the beach, I go to the library, and that's the truth. I don't want any part of the beach. The beach thing, and that's the title of the show, and it's kind of your show today. The beach is, there's sand, and it's yucky, and it gets hot and sticky, and I know you love it, and it's awesome, but every single time you guys go to the beach, I go to the the library.
If you listen to our shows regularly, you have heard Stephen do beach people bashing.
You beach people. It's a whole different
world.
Why
do we bash beach people? You beach people. You know what's really funny? Because last time I checked, you're kind of a beach people. We won't go there. I mean, look what you're wearing right now, by the way. You're wearing your...
dressed up.
You are. I mean,
this is what happens because we have...
You've changed.
We're interviewing people today.
Right.
To add to our staff. And Jill gets all dressed up and she's... And I walk in and wreck it.
Totally. They're like, I don't know what to do. What's the corporate culture? Because I do dress up for interviews. That's it. But, and we joked about that because I had to put on heels today.
Your shoes are fantastic, by the way. I mean, I'm not joking. Take one off and hold it in front of the camera.
Oh, I should.
It's awesome.
I should.
You have extremely good taste in shoes.
Thank you very much.
Are they Ferragamos?
No, they're not. These are actually Coach. So I like these too. So,
up to the camera.
See my Coach shoes? Okay, there we go. So they're fun. All right, so enough. But
so
normally,
no
what am I wearing? I'm wearing my Vans. Or sandals.
My beach bank balance, and I've said this a million times, is $20,000 a month after all the bills are paid, consistently coming in through through sales payments, through payments on land. Or payments on rent payments on houses or apartments, and we long past that.
Mm-hmm,
so
true.
Seriously, honestly, we're just we're doing this for fun now.
Yeah,
you know, I get a kick out of this. What like this? Not the caller, but we read this earlier.
Yeah,
this guy's killing it,
Jermaine. I know.
If he licks a stamp, I'm going to come over there. but outside of that, I mean, he's buying and selling property, and that's what it's supposed to be all about.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is the if then portion of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you dream it up and repeat it to yourself every single day, then there's a pretty good chance it's going to happen.
Love it.
There's a book. It's 4 or 5 pages. I include it in the back of our Cash Flow from Land program, the education.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to sound corny for me to say this stuff, but... And it was written in the 30s or something. I don't remember the name of the book. I'll look it up on the internet.
Oh, it's the one in the ebook?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
No,
now we're calling it a blueprint.
It's the one in the program. It's not in the ebook.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And this guy says, and I read it, and I'm like, this is the biggest pile of malarkey I've ever seen. And then I started thinking about it and reading it, and it's actually true. And the premise is this. Write down what you want on a piece of paper and say it all the time in your head, like a mantra, like you do, Jill.
That's what I do.
And there's a super good chance it's eventually going to happen. It's great. I mean, it could be like, I want to be a movie star.
Exactly.
You know, just pie in the sky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is you're subconsciously going to start to behave and do stuff down the path toward that goal.
Mm-hmm.
What's your goal? Oh, we already talked about it. $2,000 cash.
Did talk about it. Well, I didn't say two. I said a couple. I mean, it might be more than two, depending on what going on that month.
Cracks me up,
that I want to do.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8819. 1-6. Inspiration for us today. My thing was kind of inspired.
It kind of was. I gotta say something funny though. I think you just got an email from Jason Hartman. I saw his name pop up on the thing, so I thought that was kind of funny. So that's cool. Okay, so
I'm gonna find the name of a book while you're talking.
Okay, cool. All right. So my inspirational today is, where is it that you are landing in an airplane? We talked about this last night. That when you touch down, you're coming in, it's like, oh, it's a relief because it feels like home. Because for a lot of people, it's not where you currently reside, it's somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So like for me, when I'm traveling and I land back here in Sky Harbor in Phoenix, mm-hmm. Or even Scottsdale Airport coming in, I am, you know, it's like, oh, this is where my stuff is kind of thing. It's a this is where my stuff is feeling, but it's not like a relief like I'm home. You know what I mean? So where is it? Stephen, where is yours? Is it Michigan? Is no. It Detroit? Do you land in Detroit and go, oh, I'm home?
No. you know, it's not one place. Sky Harbor for a lot of years. Phoenix Airport for many years. And it still is. It's still home base.
Right.
But LAX is looking a little better all the time. Yeah. And you know what I love? I love the Santa Barbara Airport. There's something about landing there. It's a small little airport. There's no jetways. You know, you walk down the, all those little airports in California are pretty
cool. You still walk down the stairs?
Yeah.
Those are fun. Well, you know what? Mine's not.
You meet the captain and stuff. He's standing there. I like it.
Mine's not LAX. I love LAX.
Whoa, what is it? Or John Wayne?
It's John Wayne, yeah. SNA. It is.
I can't find the name of
it's
that book.
John Wayne. Yep, Orange County Airport. So that's, I just thought that was fun. We were talking about it last night with some people because they were relocating, mm-hmm. and we were talking about moving and things like that. And I asked her, by the way, I was real curious because this couple we were talking to, they lived all over the world. They have lived in the Orient for, right. 8 or 10 years. They lived like in Singapore or something. Mm-hmm. So, and they lived in San Francisco and now they're here in Arizona with us. And he's from Canada, and I'm just like, okay, where is it to you guys? And he didn't have one. He actually said, I don't have one. I thought that was interesting, but I was asking her where hers was. So, and I think hers is here because this is where she's from.
So. Cool. Thanks. PHX, LAX.
Good.
What's Jill knows? Jill has a strange talent. This is what it is. Watch, I'll test her. She knows the airport code for every single airport.
I'm a little rusty right now. Let's see how I do. Okay.
Detroit.
Well, which one?
DTW.
There's DTT or Detroit Metro. Is DTT or DTW is Detroit Metro?
You seriously know that?
Seriously.
Detroit Metro is a tiny little airport in the awful, it's the worst part of town.
So, yeah.
How about Scottsdale Airport, that little one?
Oh, SCL.
How about Mesa Airport?
Oh, Mesa Gateway?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, I stumped you.
You did, and I've actually landed there, doggone it, on my own, and it's got three runways. It was like a little bit spooky because I'm like coming
in a plane flying.
I was in a plane flying myself by myself
flying
one time
on plane,
my own little plane, and I was coming in. There's three runways all together. If anybody knows Mesa Gateway Airport, I can't remember the airport code. That's hilarious because I didn't like that airport. Anyway, I was coming in there to check out anyway. I don't do Mesa.
You can't remember the code because you don't like the airport.
I don't like the airport.
That's awesome.
So, no, I remember I was coming into land and the terminal, I was coming in from the south and the terminal's on the left. So I'm like, don't put me in the middle. Don't put me in the middle. I just did not want to be in the middle. I was not comfortable with coming into land with someone on each side of me. So anyway, they put me on the left. I was very happy, but it's kind of interesting. I don't remember what Mesa is. You want to give me another one though?
Sure.
Give me an international. Seattle. Oh, SEA. Give me something international, like.
How about Toronto?
YYZ.
Really? That makes no sense at all.
I know. The Canadian ones usually start with Ys. Yeah. Like Montreal is YUL. Okay.
So everything's backwards in Canada. You know, I'm from Detroit, so we grew up with Canadians, and like really the Canadian border is just 4 or 5 miles away. So
right.
It's a hobby of mine to kind of make fun at
Canadians. Poor Canadians.
You're getting a call from...
Apparently I am.
You want to sell some property today or do this podcast?
Actually, this guy does his own podcast. He's calling us right now on the phone. Go ahead.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Good show, Jill.
I think that was fun. Okay, so this is the after show. So that was Gavin Welch calling you. But you're just popular today. It's kind of cool.
Really?
It's kind of like I feel like I'm in the in crowd now.
Maybe that's your beach bank balance.
Maybe
it's not even money at all. It's just popularity.
You know, it's kind of funny. People, when we were first starting out with this show and nobody knew who we were, you know, it was really kind of funny. We were, I don't know how many shows in. Well, I guess when you have 200 shows out there, people now start taking you seriously.
Were you popular in high school?
I wasn't a cheerleader. I'll say that. I had a lot of friends. I wasn't like you.
I ran into somebody last time we were in LA. I ran into somebody who went to my high school.
Right.
And I had no idea who she was at all. And she knew who I was. And it was just a huge embarrassment for me.
Right.
And she wasn't happy.
That was funny. Yeah, she was kind of, you know what?
She was not happy at all about that.
You know what? I don't get it. She clearly got out of, I think, I don't want to say it's bad, but she left on purpose. She's living at the beach. What's to be unhappy about?
Well, she's from Detroit.
So it's like just ingrained.
That can be a lifelong disappointing thing.
You just walk around.
Yeah.
that's kind of sad.
Hey, let's go buy something for half price today and sell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. You're correct.
Thank you. You know what? Actually, don't stop, Aaron, if you haven't already. We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.